Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The nine main trade unions are hoping for the full support of their members today to strike against new government measures. There are over 130 demonstrations planned right across the country and marches have already begun in Nantes, Strasbourg and Nice. In Paris, public sector workers will begin their protest at 2 o'clock from the Place de la République. The Ministry of Education has reported that 17% of teachers are out on strike. And in Marseille, three quarters of school canteens have had to be closed, and 80% of nurseries are also out of action. The transport system is also being disrupted, with one out of three flights being grounded. However, most train services have not been overly affected. The overriding cause for the protests is the government's plans to remove 120,000 public sector jobs over the next 5 years, to put a freeze on pay rises and to abolish paid sick leave. A report by the environmental group Greenpeace has highlighted worrying gaps in levels of security at French nuclear power plants. The issues are in relation to possible terrorist attacks at the 19 sites, which were reviewed, and the situation is such that the report written by experts contracted in to examine the plants has not been published in full. Two inmates at a prison in Fresnes have been charged with intending to set off a bomb within the prison. The two men were due to leave the prison in the next few days and had planned to attack prison wardens when they were apprehended, having been under surveillance by internal security forces for the past few months. Laurent Wauquiez is no longer the only candidate putting himself forward for the presidency of the Republican Party in December. Maëlle de Calin, a keen supporter of Alain Juppé, is now adding his application into the mix. All prospective candidates need to have formally announced their candidacy by tomorrow evening. The Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, will speak to Parliament at 6 o'clock this evening, with onlookers holding their breath to see if he will announce Catalonia's independence. Madrid has stated that any such declaration will be immediately rejected. A state of emergency has been declared in several counties in Northern California, where authorities are struggling to contain the massive forest fires which have so far destroyed 30,000 hectares of land and led to the deaths of at least 10 people. And finally, in the soccer, France is just one match away from reaching World Cup qualification, but Les Bleus will need to beat Belarus tonight to be certain of a place. The match kicks off at the Stade de France at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.